Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pauly. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Pauly. It's November 13, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released May 11, 2003.
Jesus of Nazareth here. My friend Demetrius cannot be with you today, and he has asked me to record a few comments on today's subject to help you better understand what is happening. Again and again, I am asked, how can I reject gay and lesbians? How can I reject homosexuals and their supporters? I reject them because they are sinners. God says clearly and distinctly what they do is sin. I have to reject sin. I cannot afford sin. I cannot stand sin. I cannot allow sin. I have to reject it. When a person repents, when they turn away from the sin, when they give up the sin, then I can forgive them in the Father's name. I can pardon them in the Father's name. When they go about and try to undo the wrongs they have done, I give them all the help I can to make up for the wrongs that they have committed so that they can be welcomed to my kingdom and be at peace in my kingdom. But as long as they sin, I can do nothing and I cannot accept that sin and I have to punish that sin. There is no alternative. There is no other thing that I can do. This is what God the Father has commanded me to do. I can do nothing else. When they repent, I can forgive. But as long as they are sinners, as long as they are breaking God's law, I cannot abide what they are doing. I understand people's disappointment in this. I understand their longing, but it simply cannot be. If you oppose the law of God, if you oppose the way of God, you are a sinner and you cannot enter into God's kingdom. That's it. That's why I have to oppose lesbianism and homosexuality. I feel sorry for those that do not understand and are rejected from my kingdom because they think that this is a mild thing that should be forgiven. But it is not. It is against the will of God. I thank you for your time. Good day.
We'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Pauly here. Do you like tales of men, ships, and the sea? Have I got one for you. The River Lady, a story that I wrote some time ago that is now available free online. The address is
voicesfromspirit.com/rl/links.htm.
We're sure you'll love it. As we go into Demetrius's presidential campaign, we are asked over and over again, isn't there some conciliation that we can give to the homosexuals and their families? The only thing that we can give is this. If the homosexuals keep it at home, if they're not out in the streets saying, I'm gay, I'm proud, accept me, if they're not in the schools trying to teach children to accept their sickness, then we will leave them alone. If they keep it at home, if they keep it out of the workplace, if they're not in the workplace saying, I'm gay, I'm proud, I have a right to announce my gayism, we will leave them alone. Keep it home, keep it private, keep it off the streets, keep it out of the schools. No gay bars, no lesbian bars, just ordinary bars. And if homosexuals want to meet there, they meet there and they don't make a big show of being homosexual, or the lesbians don't make a big show of being lesbians. They keep it quiet. They keep it secret. If they do that, then when they get to the kingdom of God, there will be no grievance against them and they can denounce it and enter in. That is the only thing that we can give. The only thing.
We'll be back again.